We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Dr. Umar recently spoke at a university. I'm not sure what university it was, but he spoke at a university and he pretty much was saying that black people are the only people to ever take part in their destruction by playing the narratives. Let's play the clip.
Yeah.
All right. Play the clip, please.
Here's my issue with black in the media. We are the only people in modern history who participated in the extermination of our own public image. Black women literally participate in the extermination of their own public image through the reality shows, the drama shows, the gangster rap. Everything the world thinks about black women, you guys are literally dramatizing it to the world for money. Black men, all the gangster rapping and all the negative images we project about ourselves through the media, we are literally confirming people's opinions and stereotypes about African people. So when the police pull you over and blow your brains out and he goes to court, he gonna get off. You know why? Because all the jurors saw the gangster rap videos. They saw the reality shows. They saw the dramas and the movies and the sitcoms. And guess what? Most of white America don't come into daily contact with black people. So the opinions they form about us is based off of what they see on TV. Now, you and I know that's not us, but they don't. And so we are literally being paid to destroy our own reputation in front of the world. If it's negative, I don't support it. And when I hear about 50 Cent starting his own thing, and Tyler Perry got his, and Oprah, and now Cat Williams, here's my question to all of them. When are y'all going to give us some racially empowering, culturally progressive content? Are we just going to get another Power? We just going to get another Raising Canaan? And I'm so sick and tired of Madea again? Where's the movie on Ida B. Wells? Where's the movie on the Black Liberation Army? Where's the movie on the Haitian Revolution? Where's the movie on the African independence struggles? Where's the movie on Igbo Landing? Where's the movie on all these great epics of African history? No. You just want to keep on playing that same playbook. Promiscuous women, violent men. Promiscuous women, violent men.
Okay. So that's interesting, right?
Donations.
Shout out to Umar.
Shout out to Umar.
So what's your thoughts on this?
This point has been brought up before. And some parts I agree with, but the part that I think he may be leaving out is that sector of film and finance is one of the few that will allow that will be greenlit or financed.
Okay. My only argument with that is that's the argument. So a lot of my friends are in media, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to them about like, yo, why are you, you're part of the problem, because the only thing that you're reporting is celebrity gossip,
yep,
and nonsense and all that. And they say, well, that's what people want to hear. That's mm-hmm. what they want to see. That's one argument. The other argument is that from a music standpoint or a film standpoint, it's like the record labels are pushing that.
For
the
sure.
Record labels aren't pushing positivity. So if you want to become a superstar, you have to portray yourself this
on
way
a negative.
Because that's what's going to get pushed.
Kendrick's biggest moment was dissing another black man.
So here's my pushback for those things, right? A, okay. Is the record labels pushing that? Yes, for
yes.
sure. Do you have to do that to become a successful artist? No. Because our most successful artists have not done that. Kendrick Lamar is the most successful artist of his this year.
Biggest moment was dissing Drake.
Yeah, but that's some hip hop shit. That's not a it's not a minstrel show. He hasn't portrayed himself as a minstrel show.
Okay.
He's not reinforcing negative stereotypes about black men. Right?
Violence.
I mean,
turn the TV off. What?
But he's been J. Cole. He doesn't portray minstrel show images of black men.
I agree.
Right? These are two of our biggest. So I don't necessarily think that if the biggest people in music are not portraying that. Mm-hmm. Right? So yes, it's easier to get to where you're trying to go if you're trying to just shortcut. But also, it's not an excuse. We got to take some responsibility. That's like us saying like, oh, we only going to do some ignorant stuff because that's going to be, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
we could have took that route.
Yeah.
We could have started making reaction videos about other people, stuff like that. But it's like, no, we follow the course, right? We'll be independent. We'd rather be independent.
For sure.
Have somebody tell you what to do.
Yes.
So now it's like, you can become independent where you don't have to. You can be independent filmmaker. You can be an independent artist.
Yeah.
So that argument as far as, well, I got to do this, because that's not even really relevant no more, because there's no gatekeepers.
True.
Right.
But it takes a lot of skill to be independent and be a good business person. Most don't have that.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. But my thing is like, we got to take responsibility, because we are perpetuating the negative stereotypes. Like, I had an idea for a finance movie I've been trying to tell different people about. Mm-hmm. Nobody has really taken it, but that's not going to say, okay, it's now I'm just going to do a drug dealer movie because nobody's taking it. Like, all right, cool. It's another route. It'll come around when it needs to come around, or we get to the point we just do it ourselves. But I just don't buy that. I got to do this because this is my only pathway to become a star. So that's like you saying you're going to sell your soul, like, pretty much, right?
And most are selling their soul and ass.
They got to get held accountable.
For sure.
They got to get held accountable.
For sure. But I hate when we blame our people for the support when other people don't highlight the positive shows, films, documentaries, programs.
And but they need to support that also.
That's very true. That's very, very true. So it's a duality in it.
Like, shout out to my guy, New Era Detroit, when he was saying that y'all more concerned about Big Meech paperwork than your kids' school.
That's a fact.
And it's like our priorities are messed up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what we have an appetite for is negativity.
Yeah.
That's not helpful.
Yeah. But I mean, is that done by our community, or was that put upon us through media and systemic racism? And so it's a combination, I think. And also, some of the positive stories, you need some flair to them. A lot of the positive commentary, like even on the music, a lot of the positive music is trash.
No, for sure. But a lot of the music is trash, period.
True.
But it's like over sexualization of women. Women have to take some responsibility for that. You can't just say a man is just like, because it takes a woman to get up there and to perform and to do all this and to strip and to show up naked. A woman is doing that.
The other part of that is the guys got to stop wifing the hoes and turning the good girls into hoes, because the thotty's getting all the attention. See or no, ladies? Yes or no? Let me know. It's a combined effort.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.